morning, everybody. H. Weber with you with another edition of Weber This Week. It's Monday, April 11th, 2016. Today, my special guest, Jeff Shipley, the president of the Seneca County Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk to Jeff about things are hopping here in the Finger Lakes in Seneca County, and he'll be exploring a lot of other issues that we want to get into. It's a Monday morning, and yes, we welcome you to our show. Great to have you alongside Jim Senecropia, our owner, director. He's on the board controlling this show as he always does. It's good to be with you. And Jeff, thank you for carving out 30 minutes of a very busy schedule to join us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
All right. You know, Jeff, we've got to start off by, and most people in the Seneca County area know you since you're the president of Seneca County Chamber of Commerce. But for our folks, tell us about where you were born, where you went to school, and how you eventually got involved in a chamber in the first place.
Certainly. Well, I was born and raised right here in the Finger Lakes region. Went to school at the old St. Mary's School in Waterloo back in the day. Unfortunately, that's now closed. Yep. Went to high school in Geneva. So I went to DeSales High School up in the Geneva area. Had a lot of fun here being raised in this area. Played Waterloo Little League and involved in all of the local sports. So I had a lot of fun. Went to college up in Rochester. Graduated from St. John Fisher College. And spent some good years there. Really enjoyed myself. And then I went to into the world of state government. Worked for the New York State Assembly. So that's where I got my my background training in government, and my my base, my foundation, if you will, was laid up in Albany. So I can appreciate really everything that happens state budget time, certainly, which we just came off of.
And as far as getting into the Seneca County area, as far as taking a job here, how did that all turn out?
Yeah, so after after I left the assembly, I moved back to the area. I actually went to Canandaigua and worked for the tourism office for Ontario County.
Okay.
And spent a lot of years up there doing doing some great work with the tourism promotion agency that's in Canandaigua called the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection now. And really cut my teeth, if you will, on the Finger Lakes tourism industry for that part of the that part of the region. Had a lot of fun, and after that, went up to Rochester, worked with a consulting engineering firm, and so really got behind the scenes on how the private sector works as well. Still had some role in the municipal market. I was really one of the business development managers that helps municipalities build everything from town halls to community centers. Really tried to work on putting financing and things of that nature together for those types of packages. So I had a background, if you will, in politics and government. I had a background in tourism and certainly in the private sector. And then this position came open around the year 2010. My predecessor, Fred Gaffney, moved to take a job in his hometown. And actually, my father is the one that picked this job opportunity out as something that I should really consider and put the bug in my ear.
Yeah.
Went down, and I've been here ever since. Those people have been very good to me, and certainly this community has been good to me.
And we should point out, your dad is a legend. Bob Shipley, who's been with the Seneca County Board for many, many years, and he's done an outstanding job as a supervisor. I talked about his undying support to try to get fairness regarding the Cuyahoga Indian Nation. I know he stays up nights thinking about how he can get there. And I got to give him credit. He's been on the show before. He never says die on any issue. He's going to continue to be aggressive, and I think you as a son must appreciate that as well.
Yeah, I certainly do. Real quick, though, don't call him a legend. He's a politician. He's got to stay humble, right? But no, he does a fantastic job. Really has taken on the fight against the Indian land claim and some of the foreclosure issues very much to heart. And I can tell you that he definitely puts a lot of effort and energy into that. And you're right. He absolutely does not say die. And he's going to continue on that effort as long as he has a breath in his body. So it's great to see. And, you know, we're just very appreciative of his efforts at the Chamber of Commerce. We're appreciative of the Board of Supervisors' efforts, because this is one that I think does impact local business. And
I agree.
We're really appreciative.
And by the way, the old windmill on 5 and 20, your location right now, will be changing down the road. I see where your announcement has been made that you're moving. And give our viewers an understanding of where that's going to be.
Yeah, so first of all, this is really an extension of a plan that we've been working on for a couple of years. Last year, we commissioned a national expert at the Chamber of Commerce to come down, help us put together a strategic plan, an idea of where we want to be over the next 5 years, and then put a blueprint together for how we're going to achieve that. And so one of the things that came out of that initiative was that the Chamber would be a more regional presence and take on this brand, if you will, this identity as the Northern Gateway to the Finger Lakes communities. And so that we are working right now on a rebranding effort similar to what I just described. Mm-hmm. But if you look around, this is an exciting time for Seneca County. There's certainly a renaissance happening here in this community and certainly in this part of the region. And obviously Del Lago is right up there in terms of what they are bringing into this community and some of the development that they have also spurred. We're keeping an eye on the 318-414 corridor. So, you know, with an expected 3 million plus visitors coming into our region each and every year, that certainly would fit into that northern gateway to the Finger Lakes, if you will. And so our board has really identified a location of where we want to be, and certainly that area is really where we have identified to try and be on the forefront of this development. And so that's what we're working towards. The windmill is a certainly a landmark, and something that we are proud of our heritage. It is part of the sale of the building right now, but we have made it very, very clear that if for whatever reason the new owner does not want that building, we would be more than happy take that with us and keep that as part of our family. So very exciting time. I think Gene Pierce, our board chair, said it best. That the Seneca County Chamber, we want to be more visible to the public, we want to be more valuable to our membership, and we want to be more influential to the regional economy. And I think this is an opportunity for us to do that. I think the Northern Gateway concept certainly fits into where we want to go, and we're really excited about what the future holds.
It is amazing to me, as many times I drive out to the mall, out on 318, my wife and myself over the years have said, wow, you know, if they got the right system in place here and the right help from the governments, what a metropolis this could be, that corridor, going out to the mall. And I think where you're touching on, eventually that's going to happen, and eventually I could see restaurants galore opening up. I could see all kinds of opportunities, and you're firsthand on top of all that. It really is sort of exciting to think about.
Oh, certainly. And you know, that is just the tip of the iceberg.
Sure.
Because when you talk about the development that Del Lago brings, the 318-414 corridor with the strip that could develop into, but also the development that's happening in our local downtowns. Mm-hmm. Even the Seneca Army Depot has some real exciting progress being made for the future of that. And at the Chamber of Commerce, we're not only the voice of business, we're not only an advocate for the business needs of our community, but we're also the tourism promotion agency. And it's our role, it's one of our roles, is to help facilitate and divert some of that traffic, educate them on what else our community has. And, you know, what better way to do that than be right at the forefront with a grand visitor center and showcase what else our community has and what else our region has to offer.
Well, I've had the good fortune of having Tom Wilmot Sr. along with Brett Stevens on this show, the two owners, and they were on several weeks ago. They were on when the signing of the beam took place, and you know I saw you out there as well. And I've had Jimmy Wilmot on along with Tom Wilmot Jr., who sounds just like his father, identical. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Mike Davis on, the president of the trade union. He'll be on the 25th of this month. It's still, and I've been here all my life, basically, except for 5 years when we first got married. I lived in Geneva for 5 years, and I pinch myself every time I go by the Del Lago Casino. We were there last week checking it out, and it's mind-boggling what that place has taken shape. It's just scary to think what it's going to be eventually when it's all said and done. And I know the plan by the Wilmots is to open the casino before the hotel, which is smart, bring in some revenue. And do you say to yourself, wow, did you ever think in your lifetime that you'd have a Las Vegas $450 million project entire New York? It blows me away.
I never thought we'd have a Las Vegas-style resort in Seneca County, entire New York, but I did always say to myself that this region was one of the most untapped potentials in all of upstate New York, and it really was and has been a goal of mine to see this area grow into the community that I think it will become and it can become. And so it's very exciting. I'm very, very glad to see the progress.
Well, your friend and mine, Gary Schlegel, the owner of the McGee Diner, is smiling all the way to the bank. He's got a big smile on his face. No wonder. I can't get out of his driveway now after having breakfast. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when Del Lago is operating full steam ahead. But he's not complaining, trust me. He's a good guy, and he's a fine sponsor of this show. Hey, by the way, let's talk more about the Chamber. How many members do you have right now as far as a ballpark figure of actually businesses that are part of the Chamber?
Sure. So we have around 320 members now, which is around a 20% increase over about 5.5 years ago. So we've had some really nice growth in our Chamber of Commerce. The national average is around 88% retention of their membership. For chambers across the country, and our membership retention is over 90%.
Wow.
So we are really appreciative. We have a very strong chamber community, very diverse chamber community, and we are really, really excited to grow along with them. And like I said, just very appreciative for hanging with us through some transition period while we did some things that really, I think, are putting us on a next level to take this community and become more of an influential player as we move forward. So it's fun.
Well, you're the president of the Seneca County Chambers. I know we want to send some love here on Weber this week to some of your staff. Would you give us a few names and what they do for the chamber? And because it isn't just you, it takes a lot of people to make that happen.
Absolutely. Anyone that's been to any of the Chamber of Commerce events can see what a great success that we have, and the secret to all of that is a great staff. And we have five part-time staff members and five full-time staff members and four part-time staff members at the chamber. Starting off with Deb Robinson. Deb is our health insurance benefits coordinator. She's been with the chamber for many years and has done a phenomenal job with helping transition that program into being a national, a statewide leader. We're the only chamber in New York State that's a licensed health insurance brokerage.
Wow.
And we are the statewide model by the Department of Financial Services for the health insurance program.
That's great.
And so Deb has done a great job with health insurance. We hired two new folks recently, fairly recently. Mackenzie Green comes to us by way of the Seneca Lake Wine Trail and the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. She's been there for about a year now, a little over a year, and she is our membership development manager. Mm-hmm. So she handles most of the membership issues related to our organization. We hired Rick Newman about a year ago, and Rick is our destination marketing manager. He does a lot of things tourism related for us. And then we have Pat Abbott. Pat's a local kid from Seneca Falls. And he's really we like to call him our director of first impressions, because he's the first one you'll see when you come into the Chamber of Commerce building. Handles a lot of the phone call, the mail systems, and does a great job. So he's a local guy. And then we have four part-time information specialists out at the Petro station where we have our visitor information booth right now. And so all of those folks working together have just formed an incredible team. I couldn't be more proud and really more honored to serve along with them.
Well, I got to tell you, I told you before you come on the air this morning, Jeff Shipley, my special guest this morning, the president of Seneca County Chamber of Commerce, had a chance to come to a couple of your business after hours, I think you call that, where you everyone lets their hair down, has maybe a glass of wine or a cold beer and a couple of snacks or a couple of appetizers. I think that's a nice touch, and I think was that something you developed or something that the chamber thought it was a good idea to maybe just take it to different businesses and let them host it?
Yeah, no, I can't take credit for that. That was in place before I arrived. But one of the things that we have done with that program is really tried to use it as a forum to recognize some outstanding businesses in our community. And so for the last 5 years, we've been using that to recognize our business of the month winners.
Right.
And we give out an award every month to recognize a local business in our community for some of the great achievements that they've had or a milestone perhaps. And it's a really fun atmosphere to be able to honor somebody with that award. And I think it really elevates their stature amongst our group when you have your peers on hand. So that's something new that we added to the business after hours format. But you're right. It's a great forum. It's a great opportunity for our membership to come together and mingle and learn what's new in a relaxed, fun setting. And, you know, it's open to the public. Those things are free for the public. Mm-hmm. Any potential prospective members certainly are welcome to come. There's no charge. You know, that's different than some of the chambers around. But we have a fun time with it, and it's a great group of people.
Well, Jeff Shipley is my special guest. And excuse me, before we take our commercial break, I need to get on a subject where you wrote an editorial at the Finger Lakes Times recently regarding the minimum wage. I think you're, well, I'm looking right at it. Minimum wage, 15 is mean. I see the budget has been passed. You have familiarities with the budgets process in New York State. I see upstate New York is $12.50. It's going to be brought in on increments to get to there, and maybe it'll get to 15, depending on the economy and how we're doing in the state of New York. New York City, of course, is 15. Your opinions, it went to $12.50, plus there's a 12-week family leave. Your short comments, if you may, on what they did with the minimum wage. And is it going to hurt, or can you live with that based on what you saw come out of Albany?
Yeah, so first of all, the $15 minimum wage proposal, it's really a national movement that's come to the forefront in a presidential election year. And unfortunately, here in New York State, I think it was heavily politicized, unfortunately. And the intention of the legislation, as it was sold in the public, was really to lift people out of poverty, to restore economic justice. And we at the Chamber of Commerce, you know, we polled our membership. We've held several seminars and got a lot of input from our members. And we really felt strongly that that was disingenuous. You know, there are a number of independent organizations, one being the Congressional Budget Office, another one being the Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco, that says there's no evidence to suggest it does either of those. There's no evidence to suggest it will pull a significant amount of people out of poverty, and there's no evidence to suggest that it restores this economic justice, if you will. And the reason for that is employers, when they're faced with their increased payroll costs, now they have a couple of options, right? They can either raise prices to make up some of the costs, or they can eliminate jobs. They can eliminate positions. We're seeing with the fast food industry, there's automated terminals now when you go into some of these fast food restaurants to order your meals. Those are taking the place of some of those workers that were at the proposed $15 minimum wage. The reality is our small businesses cannot come up with those types of innovations. They just don't have the capital to do so. So we came up with our own slogan. We called it the hashtag 15 is mean to really bring attention to the fact that this was not a proposal that is good for the upstate New York region. And we joined with a coalition of 57 other business organizations across the state to oppose this $15 minimum wage. I personally met with several legislators in Albany, one of them being John Flanagan, the Senate leader, to bring the message of our local businesses to the forefront. And ultimately what happened is, as you said, Harold, the issue is now at $12.50 an hour over the next 5 years. Still, I think, harmful to our businesses, but not nearly as significant as a $15 minimum wage would have been with no questions asked. So it goes up 70 cents a year, really, is what the ultimate is. And in 2019, they can examine whether or not this is going to work or not. As I said, it's better than what the proposal started out as. Certainly, we'll see. Time will tell if our business climate can handle the increased wage impacts. But, you know, the other thing to keep in mind here is it's part of a larger, a much larger overall concept, and that is, so we had paid family leave also go into effect. The governor started out wanting paid family leave to kick in after 4 weeks of service. Working again with this business coalition, the new legislation is now 6 months of service for 12 weeks paid of paid leave.
That still isn't bad.
It's still it's still some room for improvement, I think, there. But the other thing is, so that there's a cost to business, right?
Well,
paid family leave, there's a cost when workers go out. How are you going to replace them? You're going to have to replace them with somebody. And then the other thing that we're keeping an eye on at the chamber is the federal Fair Labor Standards Act. And the Department of Labor has come out with a new idea of what classifies as an exempt versus a non-exempt worker. And a new the new classification, which is set to go in later this year, says an exempt worker will be anything under $51,000. in salary. So that's going to be very important for a business to figure out if you have employees now under a $51,000 threshold, which right now it's $23,000.
Right.
You're going to have to pay. You're going to have to keep track of hourly folks that were once salaried. You're going to have to keep track of their hours, and you're going to have to pay overtime.
Wow.
So when you put these three things together, you know, we've got commercials out there touting New York is open for business,
right.
And we have nothing but a non-friendly business climate there. We're number 49 out of 50 ranked in terms of taxes in this state.
And, well, Jeff Shelby is my special guest. Let's take a commercial break. Check out the folks that make this show possible. When we come back, we'll run through a couple of sports quips, and then we'll get some final comments from Jeff Shipley. You're watching Weber This Week on a Monday, the 11th of April, 2016. Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. Fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Night with special price drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. The Seneca Falls Country Club, awesome 18-hole layout, open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Come try the par the par 416th, the toughest hole in Central New York. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark. Season ticket packages available at NewarkPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at WPress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's a dog with you on a good old Monday, the 11th of April. The weather's still playing hard to get. However, good news is, I was talking to Jeff and Jim before we went on the air this morning. Good news is, starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking low 60s, maybe high 60s. Priceless. And maybe we'll see something we haven't seen in a while. The sun. So I had to cancel golf again today, so I'll be laying on the couch watching Morning Joe, which I tape every morning. By the way, the Fab Five ladies high school basketball, I know Jeff and myself and Jimmy and our broadcast team had a chance to cover a lot of those games. Certainly send our love to all the teams in the boys, too, to played sensational this past season. The Fab Five ladies was just announced, and Sydney Jones, Player of the Year, out of Midlakes. She is a senior. Congratulations to Sydney. And talk about South Seneca dominance. The ladies, as Dave Barnick would say, he is in Dave Barnick country. Sydney Shawless. Sydney is a junior. She made the Fab Five. Emily Lavarnway, also a junior, Fab Five material. Mackenzie Kenyon, a junior, Fab Five material. I was showing some love to South Seneca this morning on the show. And, of course, Bailey Pratt, who is a senior. She, of course, is an outstanding player in her own right. And, of course, no surprise here. Yeah, out of Wayne. And no surprise here, the coach of the year, well-deserving, Heather Mott, who led the South Seneca ladies, Jeff, and as you know, to the ladies' title. And that's phenomenal for the south end of the county. And I know our good friend Dave Barnick is excited about that because he is Mr. South Seneca. A couple of their sports notes. We talked about the Masters. Nothing quite like that golf tournament, folks. You can watch the U.S. Open. You can watch the PGA. You can watch the Ryder Cup. And it's exciting. But nothing like the Masters, the back nine. They say the tournament starts on the 10th hole. And they're right. Here's Jordan Spieth just cruising along. He had a couple of blips, Jimmy and Jeff. But not to worry. He bogeys five. That's a tough hole where the pin was. But he reels off birdies on 6, 7, 8, 9. Close the door, Jimmy. It's over. He's going to win his second.
It looked
consecutive.
Like he was going to just roll to it, kind of the way Tiger used to.
Yeah, I wasn't
and
concerned.
So, yeah, I found myself sitting there thinking, oh, man, I wish he'd miss this putt, so make it a little closer. Oh. There's so many great players just behind him, three, four shots. And then next thing you know, he's two behind.
And you know what, folks? He goes to 10. He bogeys. No big deal. It's a tough hole. Always a tough green. No big surprise. He goes to 11, almost makes a miraculous four, chips out of the woods to the right. And I wish they would do something about that right side of 11, too. Make it tougher for these guys. They block it over there. They all have a shot underneath those trees. Put some more trees in there. Have them chip it this way. That drives me nuts when I watch the Masters. But he bogeys. He misses a four-footer, five-footer, which would have been a miraculous four. And then he goes to 12, the famous 12. It's a wedge, a nine-iron for these guys. The pin's right side, middle back. No wind. Well, maybe a few miles. Not big. And his shot goes up in the air, and I'm watching it and watching it. And all of a sudden, hits the bank and goes in the water. I go, what? And I was telling Jeff and Jimmy before we went on the air, he buries in the back trap, folks. He's going to win the tournament. You know, get it across the water. And then, and Jeff pointed out, instead of going to the drop out, where he drop off, the official circle, you still have the right to go back in the line of sight and hit the shot there. He selected to do that secondary. And I see the shot. I saw the swing from the side. It looked like me hitting it fat, big turf, and the ball goes plop in the water again. And then he hits the next one in the trap, gets up and down, takes a quad, a seven.
That's the thing about golf. There's nowhere to hide. Best player in the world.
Unbelievable.
With a five-shot lead at the turn.
Amazing.
The biggest tournament in the world just imploded, and there's nowhere to hide once that starts.
Jeff, you shook your head as well.
Unbelievable. I
mean, unbelievable.
Just watching that turn of events, you know, I can relate, certainly, because I've had my share of quadruple bogeys, but... wow, just amazing when it's with that on the line at that opportunity and the other remarkable thing is the guy that won almost wasn't there, right?
He had the birth of a son. Hey, how about a great 2 weeks in your life? Have a baby boy, not sure if you're going to play the Masters because you'd have stayed home if the baby hadn't come. Have the baby a week ago, flies into Augusta, gets there Monday night, arrives late. And wins the Masters.
Yeah.
How's your life, Danny Willett? Plus, he's going to be a multimillionaire with the sponsors that will come flowing in from across the world.
Hey, how about this?
Yeah.
What other sport do you totally implode in front of the whole world, and then when it's over, you need to go inside a room
and
congratulate the guy who won and put the jacket on?
Not once, but twice. You got to do it outside for the media, and then you do it in the butler cabin.
Spieth a lot of credit. Yeah, he was pretty classy, in the post. Round, but in no other sport, if you win the Super Bowl, you don't have the last year's, and usually the person that puts the green jacket on the guy isn't somebody who's in contention this year. It's last year's champ. They generally, but not the guy who just blew it and then walks off the 18 green. 5 minutes later, he's putting the jacket on the guy. So
pretty scary. And it's going to be interesting, as Jeff pointed out before we went on the air. We were talking before we come on the air this morning about what this will do to him psyche-wise. He's an outstanding player. One of the world's best.
He'll be fine. He'll be better.
He'll be young.
He'll be better for it.
And by the way, speaking of my age, I remember the Chicago Bulls. I remember Michael Jordan. I remember their 72 wins and an 82 game schedule, 72-10. Everybody said, amazing to lose 10 games, which, by the way, I hate regular season NBA anyways. They just go through the motions. Half the teams do. But here we go. Golden State finally snaps the Spurs record last night of home wins in a row. Outstanding effort. Curry is a phenomenal player, and God, he's just phenomenal. And he makes that team click. When he's on, forget about it. They beat the Spurs last night in San Antonio. First, that's a huge win. Now they're 72-9. And they got Memphis coming up Wednesday night for all the ball, and I like their chances of winning that. and setting an NBA record, Jeff. Pretty amazing. It's pretty scary. 73-9.
Absolutely. My sister's a season ticket holder for the Golden State Warriors. She lives out in San Francisco. She's going crazy right now. She's going bananas. that's a impressive feat for sure. I was a big Bulls fan back in the day when they set the record, and watching this has been phenomenal.
What's amazing to me is you look at Steph Curry, arguably the best player in the NBA, pound for pound, without a doubt. If you look at his track record and go back in his history, only one college went after him, Davidson, right?
That's where he went to school.
One college. That's it. He didn't have, Kentucky, Florida, Syracuse. He didn't have any of those schools chasing him down. One, Davidson. And this kid, pound for pound, by far, the most superior player in the NBA. Oh, just incredible.
MVP.
MVP. What? And I love those three-point shots he takes. Oh, my God. I saw it last night. I was flipping back and forth. He banged one home from like 60 feet at the end of the quarter. They called it no good.
You know, my daughter and her friends who aren't really big NBA fans, but they know Seth, you know, they know Curry, and they pretend to be him. He's this generation's Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, phenomenal player.
And, you know, small in stature, but, man, that's when I first said, when my daughter said, Steph Curry, here I am. You know, I can't remember what it was, but when it first came out of my mind, I don't know how she even knew that. You know, I didn't know she even knew about the NBA. But.
And by the way, trouble in New York City, the Mets lose 2 out of 3 to the woeful Phillies, and that's a bad one because last year, Jeff Smiling, they played 9 home and 9 at Philly, as you know, and last year the Mets beat them 8-1 against them at home. They lost 2 out of 3 over the weekend to a woeful team called Philadelphia. So trouble in New York, and I can't wait to get the New York Post later. And the Daily News. They'll be doing a number on those poor Mets. What are we, at a weekend of the season? But as you know, they're merciless, the media. And so, hey, Jeff, a lot going on in the chamber. It's exciting and certainly a lot to talk about. And I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Good things are coming up. You're going to be extremely busy with your team because of the fact that everything is starting to build. I mean, you got the Lago, Del Lago, you got the Burn Dairy, you got all this other stuff coming in. You guys are moving out there. There's a lot going on. So I would guess the next several months will be just hair-raising.
I wouldn't have it any other way, right?
It's
this
only
is
way
an
to
exciting
have
time for everyone, I think, not just in Seneca County, but I'll tell you what, the eyes of certainly the state are on us. Mm. I'm really, really excited, you know, to see where this has evolved has been a lot of fun. It's been a great ride. I'm certainly looking forward to what the future holds. Our chamber membership has never been stronger, and I think we're poised for a lot of great success over the coming years. So we're very excited.
Well, Doug, I know we're running late. I just one question. On the tourism side of things, how much of it is Seneca County against Ontario County or other counties, and how much of it is a collaborative effort to attract people to the whole region?
Well, Jim, thanks for the question. Tourism is one of those industries that we work so collaboratively together that it would really probably surprise a lot of people. We pool our resources. The 14 counties pool the money that we get together, and we get a public relations firm out of New York City, out of Manhattan, and they we've received over 2 billion impressions over the last year in terms of all the publicity that we get. So we work a lot with our neighbors in all of the counties surrounding us here. And, you know, what we like to say is, you know, no one knows county lines when they come here. Visitors don't know if they're in Seneca County or Ontario County. They know they're in the Finger Lakes.
Yep.
And we work together to try and give them that Finger Lakes experience, build off the brand identity that we've certainly established over the last 20-plus years. It is a really exciting time from a tourism standpoint. And we've got our tourism guide, our new travel official visitors guide coming out in probably another 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And I really would encourage even residents to pick up a copy of that guide. This is going to be a totally different publication than what you're used to seeing. There's a lot of stories and content in this year's travel guide that we're excited about. And we want to tell that story, that Finger Lakes story.
And by the way, congrats. I know we're running a couple minutes late, but I want to send out kudos and love. Jim was there, the famous fashion show held at the Gould this past weekend on Friday and Saturday. My wife always goes with her friends, and it's always a packed place. And Jim, you did a great job with the video, great job. And to Sharon Holton and to Lori and to all the staff at the Gould and all of the models and Jessica Senecropi and all the makeup people. Jimmy, it was another spectacular event. Congrats to all the people involved.
Fourth annual.
With raising money for the House of Concern.
Yeah, fourth annual, yep. And it's a unique event. And it's people downtown on a Friday afternoon and Saturday afternoon. It's been wildly popular, and I got to give credit to Sharon Holtland, who really, you know,
she came back from Florida to run that, and she's going to do it every year on her dime. So congrats to my friend Sharon Holtland. I had a chance to have a little cocktail with her the other night. She's a good friend of mine, and we wish her nothing but the best. Hey, by the way, upcoming guests, just so you know, next week, Mrs. New York, Mrs. America New York, Jessica Lahr.
Former Mrs. New York. She's relinquished her crown.
Well, she has, but to me, she's always Mrs. New York.
Yep, in our mind, she's Mrs. New York.
Yeah, Jessica Lahr will be here. She has
Geneva, New York.
Geneva, New York. She'll be here on the couch, and she's this. We call that the Beauty and the Beast show revisited. She'll be the beauty, as you know. So she is a doll, and she'll be here next week. And on the 25th of April, we'll have Mike Davis, who's the president of Finger Lakes Building and Construction Trades Council. Is he a busy guy? You think so? He's overseeing the great union workers out at Del Lago. Mike Davis will be my guest on the 25th of April. And then, of course, May 2nd, we bring back Katie McIntyre and Menzo Case. Why are they talking? Because a few days after that will be the spectacular 19K run. That should be a lot of fun. So those are upcoming guests. And by the way, we're booked right now pretty much in the mid-June. So if you'd like to come on the Weber Show and talk about your topic, get a hold of myself or Jim Senecropi, and we'll book you, Dano. So, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Speaking for Jeff Shipley, the president of Seneca County Chamber of Commerce, and our director and owner, Jim Senecropi, this is the dog bidding you a farewell. And hang in there, folks. The sun will come out on Thursday.